Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this is podcast number 15. This is my first ever, well, it's not really a live podcast, but the first time I've ever actually recorded a podcast while I was out running, or as it is right this moment, of course, hiking. I don't think I could do a podcast while I was running very well, and I don't think you'd like to listen to it. Anyway, I'm out on a trail. And I was thinking, that's when I do my best thinking. Probably most of you find the same thing. I find myself these days running with other people, scheduled runs with groups at least 5 days a week now. So when I get out here by myself exploring a trail, I think I'm even actually able to think better. It's just an enhanced experience. I find that I hardly ever listen to my MP3 player anymore. I didn't even think about getting it out of the drawer this morning. Never even occurred to me. And I'm now 4 miles into my run slash hike. I did 20 miles day before yesterday, and I found that my legs were still a little bit sore today. So I'm running some, walking some, having a good time though. Anyway, I didn't even occur to me to bring my MP3 player, my iPod, and I'm 4 miles into it. Here's the subject of my podcast today, calories. It's kind of like a bad word, but I was just thinking about this and I wanted to share it. I read an article over the weekend by a very well-known sports nutritionist. I like to always read articles by people who really know their stuff. People ask me a lot about what to eat for races or for training, and I don't really tell them very much because I'm not an expert. I know what works for me, and I try to stick to the very basic things to tell them. Things that no nutritionist, no registered dietitian would ever argue with. Things like eat a balanced diet, avoid trans fats. Everybody needs fats, but try to eat healthy fats. Fats like olive oil particularly is good for you, actually. It has a lot of calories, though, and that's one thing people need to know. Though they need some fats in their diet, they should make sure they're healthy fats. And when you want to learn about things like that, I always tell people, Google it. Make sure you're on a reputable site and it's a credible source, and you can find things like the different kinds of fats, what's good for you and what's not, why, how many calories they have. Most people have access to a computer, and that's one way to get quick answers from experts. So I also tell them, eat lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. You can never go wrong there. I don't think anybody ever got fat or overweight by eating too many fruits and vegetables. If we stuck mostly to that, I don't think we'd have the obesity problem we have in this country. But that said, of course, you want to eat a well-balanced diet. So you want to have your whole grains as well. And you have to have protein. So whether you're getting it from meat, fish, poultry, dairy products, beans, you have to make sure you get enough. You also want to, getting back to fruits and vegetables, a good rule of thumb is to try to eat lots of different colors. The more colorful your diet, and I don't mean artificial colors, but natural colors, like the purple of a purple onion, or the orange of a yam, the dark green of broccoli, the yellow of a banana, the purple of beets. That's a pretty good diet there. I mean, that's a pretty good collection. If you eat lots of color, you're going to get lots of vitamins and minerals. And best of all, you're going to get them in their natural state, which I think pretty much all nutrition experts and dietitians would say, that they prefer that you get your nutrition in natural foods, fruits and vegetables, etc., breads, rather than something that is packaged and processed. So that's another thing to think about. You want to try to avoid processed foods, things in boxes and cellophane, and go for natural whenever you can. If you're going on a hike, if you're going on a run, and it's possible to carry it, yeah, take a banana or an apple, and you're set. And they're kind of like pre-packaged, which is pretty cool. So anyway, as I talk more about the rest of what I wanted to say, was I was just thinking about my birthday was day before yesterday. I turned 57. And on my 57th birthday, I met my daughter at a park about an hour north of our house. It's actually a national forest, Withlacoochee National Forest. And it was, you know, we met at 7. We ran 20 miles. It was an outstanding run, an absolutely spectacular area. Very strenuous. Strenuous to those of us who live in the Florida flatlands. And we started at 7. We went about 8 miles with some friends. Then we met back at the trailhead, tailgated a little while, had some water and refilled our water containers, and then we took off and my daughter and I did another 13 miles. And it was just a fantastic run. Fantastic way to spend my birthday. I always enjoy spending time with her. I love spending time with in the woods. And I love that she enjoys it as much as I do. So it was a great time. But as I was driving home in the car later, I was just thinking about that I'd run 20 miles. Vigorous terrain. So it was, you know, I always say usually you burn about 100 calories a mile. But since it was rather vigorous, it was probably maybe more than that. So I burned at least 2,000 calories. And here's what I was thinking. If you go on the websites of most of the major restaurants, food chains, most of them, a lot of them now, have nutritional charts that tell you the breakdown of each of their dishes, their entrees, salads, desserts, etc. And what always amazes me is when I go and look at that, there are, on each of these websites for these various restaurants, there are lots of dinners, entrees, with over 2,000 calories. Some of them have 2,200, 2,300, and that doesn't include any wine, dessert, bread and butter. Lots of people in any restaurant you go in are eating a dinner that will have 3,000 calories in it. Just think about that. I ran 20 miles, and I burned about 2,000. So if I went to one of those restaurants that had a meal like that, I'd still be taking in more calories than I burned during that period of time. So it's just something to think about. I think we always need to just keep that in mind. It'll keep us more reasonable. I eat at those restaurants like everybody else. But I try not to eat there too often. And when I do, I think about what I eat. I don't want to be eating 2,200, 2,300 calories. You can go there and, you know, my suggestion is, first of all, look at the fat content. Some of those things have just an incredible amount of fat. But you can almost always find something on the menu that doesn't have that kind of fat. That has, I just at least opt for something that's got one of the lower fat contents. And then the other option to really bring the calories down is divide it with somebody else or just bring half of it home. A good idea that I've heard many times is to ask for a doggy bag. Of course, there's really no such thing as a doggy bag anymore. Now it's a piece of styrofoam. I wish they would put it in cardboard cartons, you know, like eggs. But ask for the carton before you eat. So you can sit there when all your food is there, divide it up exactly in half, and put half of it in the container. So that way you're not tempted to eat more than you should. Or split it with somebody else so you're never going to eat more. Here's another idea. We did go out for my birthday. We did have dinner, and I did bring half of it home. But I wanted to have cake. You know, it was my birthday. But one thing I really like, I like to go to a restaurant and go out for my birthday and have a piece of cake. The key there is the word piece. We went to one of my favorite restaurants and got a great big piece of my favorite cake. But if one of my family members had made a cake or bought a cake for my birthday, that cake would have been sitting around either my house or their house, and none of us need that many pieces of cake. So if you go out and you have a piece of cake for your birthday, you're limiting yourself to one piece. And I know for me that's much better. Because if I have a cake sitting on the counter in my kitchen, I'm going to have a piece of it every day until the cake is gone. A piece of cake could easily be 400 calories or more. So at the end of a week or at the end of, a cake never lasts that long at my house, but at the end of 3 or 4 days, I've eaten a lot of cake. And if I put ice cream on it, oh my goodness. So anyway, just a few thoughts, just some things I'm thinking about. Send me your thought. Well, okay, I got to get back running. Have a good day. If you like this podcast and other podcasts, I hope that you'll go to iTunes and leave a comment and send me an email, deb@mojoforrunning.com. Now here's the quote of the day. I think this is a quote I've already used before, but since I'm out on the trail, I can't check my list of favorite quotes and see what I've used and what I haven't. But this is one that's been occurring to me a lot lately, especially as I work with my Become a Runner class. So here it is. Sometimes the line between success and failure is so fine that you don't even know you're standing on it.